Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so what Carole King is saying here, interestingly enough, is that, so we look at the word beautiful, or we look at the word beauty. What she's saying here is that beauty is a knowing. And knowing causes us to feel a certain way. You all good with that?
Yeah.
So this thing called beauty is that thing inside of you that knows. You know when you see something beautiful, right? Right. And that knowing causes the feeling. That's how this works. The feeling doesn't cause the knowing. The knowing's there, and then the feeling happens. Now, sometimes, what we call secondary causation, you know something, and then you feel something, and that feeling, as it expands, turns back into a knowing. But it all starts from a knowing. So, my question to you this morning is, what do you know? What do you know? I want you to think about this for a second. What do you know in your life? What are you absolutely certain that you know? You know your age? Anybody trying to avoid that one? What do you know? Because frankly, what we don't really get fully is that what we are knowing is creating our life. What we know creates our life. It creates the beauty in our life. It creates the turmoil in our life. Whatever we know sets the stage for how life unfolds itself. Do you remember the commercial? I think it was Capital. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Everybody remember that one? What's in your wallet? Well, my talk today is kind of about that. It's like, what's in your mind? What's in your wallet? When the commercial's about the credit card being a powerful asset for you, being a powerful tool to give you whatever you want. You can spend, you can buy what you want, you can get what you want out of life. It's like, what's in your wallet? But my question really is, what's in your mind? What are you, bless you, what are you spending from? But that's actually not the title of my talk. The title of my talk is, what's in your mirror? What's in your mirror, Ro? When you look in the mirror, who do you see? What do you see? Do you see issues? Do you see aging? Do you see things you don't like? What do you see when you look in the mirror? And I even more than what, I'd say, who do you see? Who do you see? I'd like this idea of elevate. Today, to take elevate and elevate your estimation of yourself. Could you do that, do you think? Do you think you could get a higher estimation of who you are? Do you think you could go higher in who you think of yourself as?
Yes.
How many people think they've risen, they've gone the highest they can possibly go to who they truly are? Good, we're all in the right place. So that's what I want us to really contemplate today. This idea of, and it comes from beauty. It comes from the idea of beautiful. So when I say, what's in your mirror? Are you able to look in your mirror and see that beautiful, loving, smart, successful, thriving, creative person that is staring back at you? Or do you sometimes get caught up in the relative facts and you are literally taken out of your soul and into this world of form? So much going on in our world today takes our energy to it, pulls it that way. And it's energy itself. So energy is always pulling it to wherever it's going. But you are the energy of the universe. So it's your job to pull everything towards you, and you are that you want to pull towards you. And it all starts with, what do you know? What are you willing to know? Are you willing to know that you are God? That you are this infinite field, this infinite quantum field of perfect love? Are you willing to know that? Are you willing to look in the mirror, even on a bad day? Anybody have a bad day in the mirror? I had the funniest thing happened recently. I was walking the neighborhood. I got up late, and I thought, oh, I'll walk the dogs. And I threw on an interesting outfit. But my hair, I hadn't looked in the mirror. And I didn't realize that my hair, because I'm growing it, my hair was like all over the place. So I'm walking the dogs, and my neighbor at the end of the block, who I barely know, she was coming out to get her paper, and she went, I love your hair. And I was like, oh, thank you. Still thinking I had the same hair I had yesterday, which of course I had blow dried and made it look great. And so then I got home and I looked in the mirror and went, oh my God, I walked the neighborhood like this. And someone complimented me. Or was she being sarcastic? Really. And then I was like, oh my God, you have just wasted like 5 minutes of your life thinking about your hair. Anybody do that? 5 minutes of your life thinking about that wrinkle that suddenly showed, or my knee wrinkles, which by the way, have kind of gone away. I think I've talked myself out of them. We get so caught up in, I know, I promised I'd never talk about my knee wrinkles again. There was a guy at the gym the other day, though, who was in his 20s, who had knee wrinkles. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, it's not an age thing. It's a genetic thing, maybe. Maybe I never even noticed I had them. Anyway, this talk is about getting rid of all that crap. What is in your mirror? That's what I'm talking about today. So I want to go to a quote from Ernest Holmes. He says, we do not see beauty. I have never seen this. I've read that textbook. I have read that book 1,000 times from front to back. I have in the last 25 years, not 1,000 times. But I bet I've read it at least 100 times, back to front, front to back. I don't remember ever seeing we do not see beauty. We don't. You don't see beauty. So when you're looking in the mirror, you're not seeing that true image. What you're seeing is your already established premise of what you are looking at. And you're judging it based on all the things that came before. So here's the second part of that quote. We feel beauty. And the result of this feeling is what we call beautiful. So, you know, it's not what you see, it's what you feel. And that's what Carol King wrote here. She had these great quotes about, you know, everything about you is a result of your feelings. Do you know that? And in the song, she talks about maybe it's love. Maybe love is the only thing that's going to get us out of this mess. And she says, and maybe not, but it's going to be good to try. Well, I would say, Carol, not you, Carol, Carol King. To Carol, it is love. That is what's going to get us out of this, as she calls, mess. So everything about you is a result of your feelings, which is a result of what you know. The people that can see beauty everywhere because they know that beauty is everywhere. So they find it. That's what they know. People that spend their lives focusing on all the things, all the stuff that doesn't work, all the stuff out there. Anybody having any reaction to what's going on in the world today? We all are, in one way or another. And how are we going to react to it from what we know? And really, what I was reacting to yesterday in Ralph's was what someone was knowing in a hall, in an aisle that I was passing by, was knowing that this world is doomed and there's nothing we can do about it. And I was like, but then I said to myself, self, you arrived here at this exact moment to hear him say that. You are equal to having heard that. That's what we teach, isn't it? It's not just happenstance. Things don't just happen by accident. There is a tapestry of life that weaves everything together. And I was like, this was a teachable moment. Not for him. He's unteachable. Not for him. He's not at all. But I am teachable. And it was like, no, that's how he feels right now. And probably it's part of what he knows. If I know that the universe is heading for disaster, I'm going to see it everywhere. If instead I believe that the universe will always, always rise and elevate itself to the highest consciousness, no matter what it looks like, I will see that everywhere. That's the problem with our political system. Everybody's picking sides. Nobody's just coming to the middle and saying, it's good. Let's make this even better. Regardless. So, what do you know about the person you see every day in the mirror? I'd like to suggest this week that you use that mirror to investigate. Not how many lines you have at this point in your life, not whether your hairline's receding, mine is not, not if you're gray or whatever's going on, but you take some time to figure out what you know. What's showing up? What's your reaction to this world around you? And the mirror being a great reflection, know that what you are looking at is really your memory. And if you're willing to say, this is my memory of who I look like, investigate. Look deeper into your eyes, Angie. They're beautiful. But you need to look into your eyes. I put the mirror here, apparently. You need to be willing to look at yourself. And those people that say to me, I can never look in the mirror. It freaks me out. I hate what I see. That's a huge problem, guys. Remember that movie Fried Green Tomatoes? When all the women showed up in that room and all got naked and looked at themselves. I remember watching that and thinking to myself, and there was a couple of the women that were like freaked out. It was like, I'm not doing this. I get it. I totally get that. But I think it's time for us to look at our naked selves, to look at who we are stripped of everything that we've put upon us to create the facade of who we are. Who are you really at the bottom of this? And so for me, that's the whole idea of elevate. Today, I'd like you to really consider elevating your opinion of yourself, elevating all the good that you are, regardless of the things that could prove to the opposite. Because we all got them. We all have things that could prove we've screwed up. Anybody here not screw up once in their life? Ray? Good for you, Ray. Just kidding. No, because we're all living this life. It's just that we have to be okay with what's going on. I mean, that's a big one for me, being okay with what's going on. So just last night, there was someone that over our house for dinner, and Kevin has no idea what I was going to talk about today or what this whole theme was for today. This is a young actor that's in his show, and he said, oh my God, I have to show you a picture of what James used to look like. And at first it didn't hit me. I was like, oh, what picture are you going to show him? So he showed him this picture, which I almost put up here and then decided against, which was a picture of me totally bare-chested doing the role of Candide. And I was like, it was amazing to look at, much like today. And the guy was like, oh, my God, this was you. And he turned and looked at me and went, you really don't look that much different. And Kevin laughed. And I said to him, I said, Kevin, I said, this is from someone who doesn't know me. I said, but you have an image of who I was, and now, you know, this is who I am. And Kevin is the most supportive, loving. I will be that, I think I was 32 when he met me. I will be that 32-year-old in his mind. That's all he sees when he sees me. That's how he sees me. He really does. So what I got was that he wasn't comparing that to now. He was saying, no, that's all I'm ever going to see. And when I went to bed last night and I was laying there, I was thinking about this whole talk and what I wanted to bring up today of how we need to elevate not just our consciousness, but elevate our opinions of ourselves. elevate who we really, truly are in this world. He had already fallen asleep. I was just laying there and I just looked at him and I just thought, if we experience in our life what we are equal to, I must be the richest person in the world. I must, as Julie Andrews sang in The Sound of Music, just to get a little Broadway in here, I must have done something good. Remember that song? I might have had a wicked childhood. That was all because she's looking at Christopher Plummer saying, wow, I must have done something good to have this in my life. I'd like you to be able to look in the mirror and say, I must have done something good to have brought this into my life. There's a lyric in the song. I have often asked myself the reason for the sadness in a world where tears are just a lullaby. If there's an answer, maybe love can end the madness. Maybe not, oh, but we can only try. So I have a question for you. What could you do this week to love yourself more? What could you do? And I really want you to think about this. What could you do this week to love yourself more? Aaron, what comes to your mind?
Exercise.
Okay. Lisa?
Meditate.
Okay. Marilyn?
Sleep better.
Anybody who would that? More hours of sleep. Great. Okay. Stan, what could you do to love yourself more?
Get out in nature.
Okay, I love that. Sunny?
Love even more every second.
Love, I love that. To love even more every second, to be paying attention of everything you get. Jill?
To go out in the world and smile.
How many of you could use some more, smile more? I know it creates laugh lines, but smiling is still important. I have a movie that I wrote. It was called Becoming Margot. Sally Field almost shot it. And this was back in my writing days. And one of the lines in the movie, the woman, the star of the movie, looks in the mirror and says, they call these laugh lines. I would love to know what the hell I've been laughing at this whole time. It's true, though. But I think we need to not be afraid of the laugh lines. Right, Tiffany?
Yep.
Just laugh. Let me hear your laugh. Oh, that's your absolute. Go ahead, do it.
No. Oh,
come on, they all want to hear your laugh. Stand up. Just laugh out loud. Just laugh. See, it's a great laugh. You have the kind of laugh that if I was in two restaurants down the street, I'd know, especially if you were outside. I thought of that. We had dinner the other night, and we were sitting outside, and there was a woman's group having a meeting right next to us. And you didn't even see this because I was facing them more than you were. And I said something and Liza did that laugh. 20 women stopped and looked. Yeah. So laugh more. So whatever it is, I'm asking you to really decide. What can you do this week to love yourself even more? E.E. Cummings says this. The hardest challenge is to be yourself in a world where everyone is trying to make you be somebody else. So this week, as we go through this week, as you elevate your estimation of who you are, do a little research, do a little investigation, find out who you are, what you really love to do, what really excites you. Find out and then do it. Be willing to do it and be willing to break the mold. Some of you are a little moldy. You've created a mold and you're sticking to it. Get rid of it. Break the mold. It's time for us all to come out of the closet from these old paradigms of who we think we're supposed to be. It's time for us to create brand new versions of ourselves. Not that there's anything wrong with who I have been. I love so much of who I have been. But I am ready to do different things, to do new, exciting things that I've never done before. I don't know what, now I could do the what's that song, Confidence, from Sound of Music? We're just doing a Sound of Music day. When she sings that, you know, I have confidence in sunshine. And it's all about, I want to just do things, do the things that I've never done before. Who would like to do that this week? And the rest, Kalanda, you're good with this? I thought you were like, eh. Okay. Thich Nhat Hanh, is that not the most beautiful face? Isn't it? And the hat, just adorable. That person's now like 75 years old. And probably going back and saying, I was such a beautiful baby. To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. Elevating your consciousness, taking your mind and elevating your consciousness to a higher opinion of yourself. Now, this is not about ego. I mean, here's the truth. If we actually did know, remember who we were, if we really remembered that, really knew that, our estimation would be so high, our ego would not even come into play. We would just be operating from that place. The problem is, we let other people tell us. And there are people in this world who are uncomfortable with strong, successful, vibrant people. And that's not because they want to be mean to you. It's because they don't know who they are. And I think it's really important for us to remember that. Not just to remember who I am, but to remember, Kevin says this all the time as a joke, but it's true. Remember who they are. Remember that every person you see is an expression of God. Every person you see may not be acting that way, but that's who they are. And you know the people in your life that you still hold grudges with or have feelings about that are less than loving. I'm not saying you shouldn't have opinions. I am saying you shouldn't have judgments. And it's time for this country, this individual country called the United States of America. How ironic. It's called the United States of America. It's time for us to take our consciousness into this season from a non-judgmental place of knowing that everyone has the right to be their greatest self. So, as you go through this week, here's your homework. Do not pass one mirror that you don't look into. Even if it's at a mall, who cares if everyone thinks you're being, you know, whatever. What's that called? Vain. Who's vain in this room? Okay, you are the two. They raised their hands so fast. That good for you. I am vain. Yeah, Lisa's vain. I know that's hard to believe, but I am. Because you know what? I actually do love myself. And I will tell you this week, as I followed this directive of elevating my mind to my highest ideals, I came face to face with how much I actually do love myself. And I came face to face with things that were not supporting that truth in me, where I was not behaving in a way that was loving myself. So I have gotten more sleep this week. I have meditated more this week. I've been out in nature more this week. All the things you said. The only thing I didn't do this week that I promised myself I would do was go bowling. And I will figure that out. I love bowling. Who else? Shouldn't we have a bowling league here? Yes. Right?
A bowling night.
I said a bowling league, and Lisa said a bowling night. We'll start with a night. And then see who would go on a bowling night. I know, right? We will figure that out. That's there you go. Marilyn, bowling night. Jill, Marilyn, bowling night. Perfect. Okay. So I want to conclude this way. I want you to take a deep breath. Close your eyes. I want you to imagine, Peggy, close your eyes. Imagine you are looking in a mirror. What do you see? Now see if you can see past what you see. See if you can look deep into your eyes. See if you can move the physical out of the way But what you are seeing comes from what you are knowing. And what you know, you feel. Give your heart permission to expand even further. To love what is right there, because it is love itself. Take a deep breath. Let it out. You can open your eyes. I will leave you with one sentence. What's in your mirror? Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.